don't forget at all. There can be moment of beginning to understand just one characteristic at a time, because they are different. Just one word, one reality, because one. There are many.
But also, its nature is already got it out way. Then it cannot change.
Never. It's gone.
Yeah.
Just think that no more. Only just a moment, then it's gone. Nothing can stay at all. Actually, nothing. And then something, and then nothing again. So what's the use of just born to experience different things, and then they are all gone, never to return? Thinking is not I, seeing is not I, they are all gone.
Some people suggest that we should learn Pali to reach directly to the teacher.
Okay, let's learn English and understand English, but not understanding by now, the whole language. Like the Thai people, they speak Thai, and there are words of the teachings in Thai, but it doesn't mean that whoever can speak Thai can understand the teachings in Thai. It needs learning, considering, for example, they use the word Dhamma in Thailand, but they don't understand. This is Dhamma. What is seen is Dhamma. They don't know. So it needs explanation. Like people in the Buddha school, they were there, they saw, they heard everyday life, but they had no idea about, it's not I at all, no matter when and where. It's just that thing which has risen and following instantly, never stay, never to return. So all gone, see, each day is all gone, nothing is left. If we understand clearly, it will lead us little by little to understand this as this of God. See, it's there, and then all gone. Everything. In details.
Just when we consider about this, and right after we forget and think about old story, old other story.
But you don't forget that which you hear very often and see very often. But when it's once, you forget for sure. Do you forget me? Because you see me more than once. But if only once, you will forget. Like the words of the teaching. We hear and we understand, but we listen to many, many other things. So how can there be a moment that we remember that? If you hear it each day, then it's there. More and more, little by little. That's why listening is very important. Because no self. You try to remember, but anatta, it's not in your control. Just see the value of understanding and listening as much as their time. People say that they listen all day when they have time. Wake up, it's there. While you are doing, you can listen and do. If you like to hear, you can hear any moment. But if you don't have accumulation to listen, then you have accumulation for other things. So it depends on Dhamma, the accumulation of
so
us.
That we, if we don't have accumulation.
How many people in at home? But you see that how many people listen to them, even in this house or any house. Even Buddha cannot make them listen.
Yes.
And each word of the teachings will bring more understanding of anatta. So when one realizes by hearing that actually there is nothing, only dhammas, different dhammas, are conditioned to arise and fall away in succession very rapidly, then we know that this is the same, just conditioned, fall away rapidly all the time. Do you believe? Not just believe, but understand the way it is.
It makes sense.
No one is all Vesta is gone in split seconds. But the new one succeeds immediately, very rapidly. That's why what is seen is only the nimitta, the shape and form. So we have to understand the Dhamma, Paramatta Dhamma, no eyes or ears, like we touch on a paper, that pen, just one dot, it doesn't make anything. But when you draw the eyes, the hair, and so on, like now, see, so rapidly, like that, when it appears as things all the time, that is nimitta of the arising and falling away of reality, which no one can stop. Even Buddha cannot change, but from his parami, all the virtues can condition moment of become enlightened unexpectedly. Not knowing before when will it happen. But if there's no hearing, understanding, no considering, which is now at this moment, unseen all the time, citta cannot be seen, cetasika arises and performs its function, unseen, everything is it. But when time comes, what about that moment which reality appears with right understanding at moment when it experienced by anatta? So the more listening to the teachings, the more understanding of anatta, no one there. When there is no one, we don't care much, so we don't have much suffering or dukkha. It has to be, and it's gone.
How do you live if you see the arising and falling away all the time?
How do you live? Even you don't see, it has to be like that. See, you don't know, you don't see, you don't experience, but it's the way it is. So when panya is there and experience it, how much delight to know the truth. And the truth is the truth, changing all the time. No matter what, except Nibbana, because it doesn't arise, it doesn't, so it cannot fall away.
But also the moment that even see the rising is falling, it is the moment of understanding. And the moment of understanding, there's no dosa about the reality of story, that moment.
You see that something which is so very strange, unexpectedly, like the arising and falling away. Before this, there's no anger. But how come anger? When there is the understanding of that which appears, then you know the truth. How can that be changed by your thought or by anyone else? It has to be like that. The proof is that it has arisen and it has fallen away. Already the sound, the hearing, no more, never come back at all. So each what appears is like this, arising and falling away. When you have the firm understanding, it begins to listen to Dhamma with more and more understanding about it. Because Buddha knows that only just few words cannot affect the idea of self at all. It needs more than that. The whole life, not enough. That's why the point is that what can be object of understanding? Someone might try to go somewhere and do something, but what is the object of understanding? Now, that which appears now. If there is no understanding of that reality, how can you have understanding of anything? Because each thing is like that, appear and then gone all the time. So this moment should be object of understanding when there is more and more understanding, not just only from hearing only. It needs more, like sati. It's not you who understand, it's not you who is aware at the moment of understanding. Many cetasika, more than 10, more than 7, because they arise together, other wholesome cetasikas. Not you, but you don't know at all. You take everything which appears as I, or my friend, or my thing, or everything, as something permanent. But when there is no thinking, like when you are fast asleep, do you know who are you? Where you are? Where's your daughter? No daughter, nothing at all.
Yeah.
All gone. And that is gone before you have thought about it. Because you never think about that which is gone. You think about that which appears all the time, from moment to moment. So whatever appears, there can be understanding of only that, not that which has gone or that which hasn't come yet. And this is true. But it takes time to know that actually there's no one, not only no me, but not anything at all. Just the arising and falling away so rapidly that it forms up the idea of something different all the time. This is not this, this is not that. If there is nothing arising, there cannot be this. And if there is only one thing or reality arise and fall away, there cannot be this. But the succession of the arising and falling away of this form up this idea. It's long and like this. And this is in Pali, nimitta. And whenever there is nimitta, there is panyati, that which is known as something, because of the appearance of that which keeps on arising and falling away. But it's gone. Where's the food? It's gone. But we think that someone take it. But actually, no matter where it is, on the plate, in the room or anywhere, it arises and falls away. Whatever appears has arisen and so fallen away instantly, but followed by the other reality which is conditioned very, very rapidly. No one can experience the arising and falling away, only the highly developed panya, which begins to understand. So when there is the understanding, there is less attachment. See, this is the only way to have less and less attachment from understanding only. Otherwise, that which is attached is conditioned by avicca. And vicca is the only thing which will have it less and less clinging.
Achan, why you always impress on anatta but not dukkha or anicca?
Okay. All sankhara are anicca. All sankhara are dukkha.
Yes.
But all dharmas are anatta.
Yes.
So we talk about everything, not just only that which is conditioned to arise and falls away,
yes,
which is dukkha and anicca. But no matter it's that or not, whatever is real is dharma. No exception. Yeah. That's why the main thing is that no one, nothing at all. Only a reality, different ones, arising and falling away. And this should be, and can be known by panya. So this is moment of developing panya from moment to moment, like a drop of water in the sea, each one.
Before I thought that, because Achan thought that the wrong view of natta is
revenge.
Atta prevent people to come to the Dharma, understand the Dharma in the right way. Because of this wrong view, people cannot learn the Dharma.
Because they don't know. They take everything permanent. That's why Buddha said, sankhara, all sankhara, sabbe sankhara, anicca. Only that which is conditioned fall away, because it arises, so it falls away by condition too. So the teaching is quite different from those who are not enlightened. They urge to people to go, to do, not understanding at all. But each word of the teachings brings about the understanding. Very clear, so true. No one can say no. This moment of seeing is not the one which falls away. before this. If there is no parsa of this, there cannot be seen. But when it's taken away, can you see? So, what is seen? See, no one thinks about it. When Buddha said, pardon? What is seen?
Yeah, what is seen just sees once a time.
What is that?
Because when you ask where is the mind, the mind forms, so it's really that just happening on the time, really come back.
And where is it? And where is it?
It's come back.
You see, even that which is seen is not known as. It's there with hardness and softness, the Mahabhuta Rupa. See? No idea that when this Mahabhuta Rupa is set away, it cannot be seen. But when it with Mahabhuta Rupa, so seeing is a Rupa which is not hard, which is not hot. Mahabhuta Rupa, there are four, and wherever there are Mahabhuta Rupa, there must be other four Rupa together. So it's only Mahabhuta, and then the Kali is there at the Mahabhuta, and it can be seen, while hardness cannot be seen at all. So what is seen now is only that which can be seen, only a reality among all realities. Hardness cannot be seen. Sour cannot be seen. Sound cannot be seen. Like, dislike cannot be seen. Only this can be seen. But it is part of Mahabhuta Rupa. It cannot be aware or be alone without Mahabhuta Rupa. Besides that which is seen, which is real now, what are there with Mahabhuta Rupa? Not only this, what else has to be with Mahabhuta Rupa? So there are the eight in
the color or if you saying about the light,
you call it the light.
Yeah.
But what is the truth?
The truth is the rupa.
What is rupa?
It's the it's the visible object.
What is rupa?
What kind of rupa is
it? No, I didn't ask about kind. I asked what is rupa? What do you mean by rupa? What is rupa?
The line.
Sắc là gì?
It doesn't know, it doesn't feel bad, it doesn't like or dislike. It's hard and soft.
Yes. But that one is not, we cannot see.
You see.
I want to know what kind of rupa.
You see, even the word light brings about something. See, not understanding that even that arises and falls away, because this arises and falls away. So how cannot light fall away? Because it's there with the other rupa, inseparable.
But when we talk, when we say about the Maharupa, it means something. Think about it, it's not.
Therefore, Mahaparupa, Patavi, Techo, Apo, and Vayo, and that which is seen is that which is seen. We don't have to use any word, but we know when we use the word that which is seen, it's there. Taking away what is there as thing. But that which is seen. When you say light, it's something. But when you say that which can be seen,
so we call everything is
just
seen.
That which is now is seen. See, very difficult, but it brings about understanding of no self. When there is more understanding, as soon as you close your eyes, where are these things which are seen? When you open your eyes, just closing and opening, different, much different.
It's easy when you see something's movement and you say, oh, the chain, and it's not the, it's like when you move the cup and I can say, oh yes, it's chain, the seeing is chain. What is this chain? But if you're in the room and nothing's movement, so it's difficult to say all the seeing, what is this chain?
Just close your eyes, you understand that which is seen, the normal.
See?
So the truth is the truth. Just close your eyes.
So it's been talking about the story of changing. It's not about the changing of reality.
When you talk about something change, it's something. What are there in that something? See, arising and falling away all the time, unknown. That's why any word that you have understood clearer and clearer and clearer until you are sure, and then it can be conditioned for right awareness directly to that object only, one at a time. Because when they are together, it's impossible to see which one arises and falls away. But when it's only one, how can it be there? Because it has arisen. And then the more you have no clinging, because other thing arises, and then you begin to understand each different one by awareness. If awareness does not arise, it's impossible just thinking about that. But when awareness arises, the characteristic which is that reality appear as that. For example, that which is seen and the seeing are different. And understanding begin to understand until what appears is that which see or that which appears. No one, no self. It's the truth discovered by only the Buddha himself. If he hasn't been enlightened and has no way or whatever he speaks about the truth, no one can understand this. Just live from moment to moment, not understanding anything, and then die with ignorance. An attachment in all akusala dhamma.
So long.
No expectation.
Your explanation,
but
so
it's good to begin. See? So in Mahasatipatthana Sutta, it says, begin again, yes. Because it seems like that which is known is covered by many, many things again and again, such as. Start again, begin again to understand and develop by itself, not by desire or attachments. So even there's light, but when there's no understanding, we are in darkness, not understanding the truth. So how can we say that it's light? So panya is that light which is lighter than any light.
Yes.
Because even now, that which arises is known directly, from not directly, from theoretical understanding, until it becomes moment of being aware. So when it arises, cannot that person know what is what? It's the only time to understand the characteristic of awareness as anatta. No one. No condition. So believe in daily life because it's the only way to understand that which has been accumulated differently.
Yes.
Each one is different. So we cannot tell people to sit and do this and that in order to experience with ignorance, not understanding at all. So Panya can understand anything, remember that. Be confident.
If there's Panya.
Only Panya. Only Panya.
It's just confident when there's Panya.
When people think they would go to somewhere to try to be aware, how can they try to be aware? Who can try? If they can, if they are able to be aware, they think that they can do. So make seeing arise when you close your eyes.
And how about big bomb and study Dhamma? Only study Dhamma. Is that right? Many people begin to study Dhamma and think there must be big bomb and study Dhamma, only study Dhamma. Listen Dhamma all day in our work.
The self works its way to think like that. See, that is not the way. Because you have the idea more clinging to yourself, you do that.
I think it's also they believe in a certain way that can help to have more understanding. Let's say if they listen more and they believe that it will be more chance of understanding than working, I guess. So that's why they quit the work, they quit the normal daily life and try another way, focus more on studying Dhamma, for example, or meditation.
Is it possible? Just do that. Is it the way to understand? It's the way of wanting to do that. See? So Lopa is compared like the space in between each kalapa. Lopa is there in each kalapa, in between each kalapa. In between kalapas, see, you can cut anything. Lopa is
nonsense.
There. So it is oka in Pali. Therefore, oka, kamoka, titoka, avichoka, and pavoka. The first one is the oka, the ocean of clinging to sensuous objects through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, every moment, even now. So how can not it become an ocean so much a day? And titoka, that person would like to have more time for listening for himself. That is wrong understanding, because actually there's no self. But the desire, wanting, always there all the time. And avichoka, see, not understanding this as that which is seen. It's something, not only that which can be seen. And pavoka, clinging to the being, to be born as this and that, no matter. Jingjok, tukang, ngu, snake, bird, worms, or anything, cling to its top to be being. To be Kun Thai, to be Kun Mai. Okay.
To be a good person.
What moment? Because by way of asava, the four asava, another group of akusala, there are also four. The kamasava. Asava is the very, very fine kilesa, but can arise, while anusaya does not arise at all. Anusaya is the base in the citta, all are there. They do not arise at all. But as they are there, they condition the the reality which is the same, like kamokha. Kam is being attached to sensuous object, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body. Who does not like it? But no one knows that only 3 moments after seeing, it's there. And now, how many moments follow seeing? So asava, 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 anytime. That's why another word for arahata is kinasava. It means that that person can extinguish the asava. So when the asava are all extinguished, that person has no more asava, no more anusya, no more kilesa. It means no more nivarana, no more sanyojana, no more kilesa. So much to learn to understand one word at a time. And by then one can understand that no self, no one. Hearing here, thinking thing, follow all day.
But it's only point to one thing is now, the reality.
Anatta. Nothing, because the eye is not me, the ear is not me, hearing is not me. Everything which is known is itself as not anyone else at all. No one.
She always said it's helpful to understand about anatta. You feel very relaxed and relief because there's no self.
But you have to. We have to understand what is meant by atta. Mm-hmm. Atta does not mean only me, mm-hmm. but atta is anything.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Anything that permanent.
As long as the arising and falling is not directly experienced now. If seeing does not arise, is there seeing? No. But when seeing arises, it's seeing, but we take seeing as I see. Mm-hmm. Wrong understanding with avijja. Very soon, very quick, unknown. No, asava is always follow, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching.
How soon is achan?
Yeah, depend on what it is, kama asava or titta asava. The words of the Buddha will illuminate a little bit at moment of understanding.
When more understanding comes, then we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see the way.
So when more understanding
comes. Listen more.
The is only
it,
way.
Yeah, is it possible to say that if the people before Buddha enlightenment and giving the teaching, if they don't understand impermanent in the absolute way, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they understand in the absolute way, it means they understand about the anatta, right?
Mm-hmm. Because we use the word anatta when now today we are all right and tomorrow we are sick. We say anatta, uncontrollable. But actually it is not this, yes. not this. Yes. It's only that which appears one at a time, tupanya, as arising and falling away later, when there is more understanding of each as not that permanent thing. Hardness here gone completely because there are other things instantly, unexpectedly. So if one is told to sit and concentrate, why? What for? I am sitting and concentrating, so it's I all the way.
Just wishing.
Taking that as I, as seeing, as atta, by nimitta. If there's no nimitta, we don't take this for this.
It's very difficult about nimitta.
That's
it's
it.
Not reality, it's not concept.
No, but we have to think that if there's no absolute reality, there cannot be nimitta.
Mm.
But how come? to be something, say like round or long or something like that, because the succeeding reality which follow immediately. For example, if you light the candle and then put it like this, it's a round of fire, of light, but just only one. See, only one, only one, only one, from up the idea of nimitta. So it said in Tipitaka that there are five nimitta, five kinds. Rupa nimitta, vedana nimitta, sanya nimitta, sankhara nimitta, and vinyana nimitta. All appear as something or animitta. So we live in the world of nimitta. Different world from those who have been enlightened. To understand is better than not knowing anything and leave this world with but ignorance.
Is it can we say that there is only one nimitta at a time because there is only one.
Okay. How many nimittas now? Imagine how
let's
rapid.
Say three different types.
What are they?
At the moment of seeing, there is citta, citta-sika.
You don't experience citta, only nimitta.
Nimitta, citta.
Vinyana nimitta, five khandas, rupa khanda, so it is rupa nimitta, vedana khanda, not just a bit, but it has to be more enough to be known. So people ask about karma, ask about this, ask about that, but they don't understand Dhamma. So I think that if we hear any word, we should understand clearly, like karma, what is karma? Otherwise, we don't know whether we step on something, is it karma or not, depending on chetana, intention to do that, or unintention. See, no matter where we are, we sit and talk. So no matter here or there, the same. Even when one's thinking that one is now resting, but still there must be speaking or sitting, just daily life. That's why the monk in the Buddha's, in Dhamma Vinaya, different, even the place, not home, see, anywhere, because they know it. There must be somewhere that there has to be there. So wherever it is, samnak in Pali, chai kamba viharati, tiyu, I mean vachatai. The place where one lives, there must be somewhere. And that is samnak in Thai for center, meditation center, samnak vipassana or samnak, they don't understand the meaning of samnak. It's just a place to stay, to live.
Under the tree, in the cave,
anywhere.
In the village.
Because they don't study the words of the Buddha. It's in Pali, but the same as Thai. If we were there, we would speak different words, but same meaning. So the best thing in life is to understand as much, because the moment with not understanding is much more. คุณแดงทำเก่งนะอ
It's very great to see you again.
Happy time to understand them, the time to understand them.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.